こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後に私は日本語で、マイケルは英語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、地球温暖化についていまだによく分かっていない人や否定する人がいることを受け、ペンシルバニア州立大学と国立科学教育センターがアメリカ全土の公立中学校及び高校で科学を教える教師1500人を対象に調査したところ、ほとんどの生徒が1年間に 1,2 時間しか環境問題について教わっておらず、教わる内容も分かりにくいか間違っていました。また高校では教科書の内容も古いままで新しい情報は載っていませんでした。地球温暖化は人間の活動が原因であるということを理解していたのは中学教師の 30% と高校教師の 45% しかいませんでした。教師の 22% は地球温暖化に異論を唱えている科学者がたくさんいるなど事実と異なる情報を与えていたほか、 7% の教師は地球温暖化は自然に起きたことであると教えており、 4% は地球温暖化の話自体を避けていました。研究を率いた政治学者のエリック・プラッツァー氏はこの結果を受け、生徒たちの世代やその子どもたちが将来重大な役割を果たす政策を提唱していく市民になるにはいい準備ができているとは言えませんと述べ、子どもたちが学校で環境問題をきちんと教わらないことで将来的に政府や企業が利権のために発信する嘘の情報を信じやすくなってしまうと指摘しています。
With the intention of discovering why it is that climate change denial remains so pervasive in the public domain, researchers from Pennsylvania State University and the National Center for Science Education conducted a survey involving 1,500 middle and high school public school teachers. They found that generally, students only spend about an hour or two out of an entire academic school year on the subject, with its contents often being outdated, confusing, or simply incorrect.Furthermore, it turned out that only 30% of middle schoolers and 45% of high schoolers understood that humans are impacting climate change. While 22% of the classes taught that there was a scientific consensus, they also taught that there was a significant disagreement among scientists, which is incorrect. Finally, 7% of the teachers taught that climate change is a result of natural causes, and 4% avoided talking about the cause of climate change entirely.Political scientist and co-author of the study, Eric Plutzer, stated the following regarding the results. We don't think that it is good preparation for citizens to be effective in advocating for policies that are going to be critical to their own generation and their children and grandchildren. According to the researchers, the lack of proper teaching and prevalence of mixed messages in education leaves children more susceptible to disinformationpropagated by political and corporate agendas after they enter adulthood.
そう、まあこれは論文にも書いてあるんだけど、その先生個人個人だけの責任ではなくて、その教育指導要領の中で環境問題に関する項目が少ないからみんなどうしていいか分かんなくて、結局そこにフォーカスするよりは全国統一テストでいい点数を取れるのに結びつく科目に力を入れちゃうっていう。
So, is there a general lack of standardization for this issue, like teaching about climate change?
I think so, because, なんかなんだっけな、そのそもそも大学で、あのその教職を取るじゃない。で、その時にその科学の教師の半分ぐらいしかこの気候変動については習ってないんだって。だから先生たち自身もちょっとうやむやなまま。先生になっちゃってるっていう状態があって。
Well, it's somewhat technical.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
And you have to understand it fairly well to be able to explain it simply.
そう。特に子供だからね、中学生とか。
And the teachers are just older children that went through the same exact problem.
そう。で、日本はどうなのかなと思って文科省のサイトとか見てたんだけど、なんかあの。なんていうの、2008年の段階であの教員をやっぱり環境問題をちゃんと教えられるように育成しないといけないっていうのが書いてあったのね。で、指導要領の見直しも2008年に行われてるんだけど、それ以降のやつがないの。だからで、今 今その文科省のサイトに行っても新しいものとして書いてるのがその2008年なんだよね。だから今どうなってるのかは分からない分からなかった。
Well, the science on the subject has progressed and filled out a lot recently、
うん、いや、そうそうそう。で、一応教科書の改訂は日本は4年ごと、
うん、
で随時そのちょっとした変更とかは申請すればできるって書いてあったんだけどさ、なんかね、どうなってんだろう。
How familiar with climate change are you personally?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, who should I ask?
I don't know. まあなんかその、
Like, do you understand the carbon cycle, for example?
Carbon cycle?
Yeah.Like the carbon, if you don't understand the carbon cycle, then it's easy to be...
Like, it's really hard for me to talk about environment in English、
mm.
because I learned all the terms in Japanese. And also, なんだけど最近のその WHO が出してるやつとかは英語で読んでるじゃん。Mm. So for me, like, it's, I don't know what's going on in my head.
Right.
But you know, when I translate your notes into Japanese, like when it comes to science stuff,、
mm.
Sometimes it's like 英語で分かってる言葉と日本語の意味が結びついてない時があるんだよね。それでもどっちの言語でも理解できてるみたいな。
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Well,
it's so weird.
It's often different.
What do you mean?
Like what's taught in Japanese?
Ah, yeah, まあそれもあるけど、yeah, yeah, yeah, そうね。
Well, in any country, it's slightly different.
Yeah.
The focus will be different. The way they teach a particular subject will be different.
Yeah. I was looking at the, なんか環境省が出してる子ども環境白書っていうのがあって、なんか小学校に配ってる冊子みたいなのがネットで見れるんだけど、あの、なんかやっぱりその、なかなか子どもがパーソナルに感じられるような内容を作るっていうのは難しいじゃん。
Yeah.
なんだけどそれにしてもやっぱりなんかちょっとなん自分事として捉えにくいような感じというかさ、なんかぼんやりしてるんだよね。あとそのこのまま温暖化が進んでいくと深刻な問題が起きますとか、なんかじゃあ具体的にどう、今もうすでにこんなに人が死んでるとかさ、
well, その There's something vague about the certainties that we have because we don't know exactly whenYou know, things are going to click over.
Yeah, but
we don't know.
Yeah, but I feel like at least they can talk about what's going on now, like what、mm. we know now already. But it's still kind of, oh, like in the future, maybe it's going to become a problem, kind of, you know, なんかいつかどうにかなっちゃうみたいな曖昧な感じがして、あの、あとその逆に環境問題に関して悲観的になりすぎるのも意味がないじゃん。だから逆にじゃあそれを解決するために例えばイーロン・マスクみたいに具体的にイノベーションを起こしている人がいるわけだから、そういうのをもうちょっと子供にさ言った方がこう悲観的になりすぎず、でも解決しなきゃいけない問題が存在することは認知できるみたいなさ、
to really to fully understand what's going on, you need to have an understanding of engineering, of economics,
yeah,
ofYou know, of science about the earth, it's pretty complicated. For you to get to the point where you can understand why a certain policy would make sense,
right,
like a carbon tax or something, that's understanding that is spanning several disciplines,
yeah,
at a fairly technical level.
Mm.
So it's not a simple issue,
right?
Yeah, but for sure it could. I mean, the way people are being educated about it is just appalling.There's nowhere. It could be so much better.
ね、その分かってる人間をどんどん育てていくことが解決への早道じゃん。
Mm-hmm.
近道。その大人を教育するより普通に学校でこういうことを教えてくれた方が早いからと思うけどね。
Well, also, teachers tend to inject their own personal opinions, their personal agendas.
Yeah. まあ特にアメリカはなんかこう宗教とかね。何信心深い先生とかいるとさ、またそれで進化の過程を 飛ばしたりとかさ。
Well, you have people denying evolution. You know,、
yeah.
climate change is a lot easier to deny.
Yeah. そう、それもあるのかなと思ったけど、でも日本ではどうなってるのか、ね、周りに先生やってる人もいないし、誰か調査してみてほしい、これ。
Here it says that climate change is not a result of natural causes, but in some ways it is. It's both.
You know? Right.
There's a lot of things going on that...
Well, I think they were talking about like main cause.、Mm-hmm. You know, like what these teachers were saying was that it's not because of humans at all, really.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it has、ridiculous. Nothing to do with us, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, it just happened, みたいな。
Yeah.
So, それは確かにちょっと問題だよね。それをさ、学校で習ってきたって自分の子供が言ったらさ、ちょっとびっくりするよね、多分。
Yeah, how are parents not going into schools like furious? Like, are you kidding me?
でもだからそういうのあんまり言いすぎるとさ、モンスターペアレントって呼ばれちゃうんじゃない
Oh, I would be one of those for sure.
そう、私もいつも言ってる。私も絶対モンスターペアレントになりそう。でもね、ってみんな言うんだって、親になるまでは。でも親になっちゃうと、結局、あそこの親ってすごい文句言うんだよとかってなると、先生に目つけられて、こうなんかひどい扱いを受けたりするから結局言えなくなるもんだよっていろんな人に言われるんだけど、
oh, like your kid might be mistreated
in a difficult, yeah, yeah.
The whipping boy
yeah. Or それが噂になっちゃったりとかして友達からもさ変な目で見られたりとかするみたいな、だからそれはそれでさ、でも絶対モンスターペレントになるよね。え、そんなことうちの子供に言うのやめてくれますみたいな、Can you not
You know about like the ice age, the ice ages, yeah.
Yeah.
And just there's crazy fluctuations in the climate on this planet.
Right.
It's so dramatically changed, especially if there's been like a cataclysmic event, like a meteor impact or something. And so part of the confusion is that because of phenomena like that, there's...A lot of disinformation uses these other effects and blames them. Like,、oh, it's the sun.、The sun cycle、is what's causing the right, Earth right. to warm up. Or it's Jupiter. And, you know, the Milankovitch cycles are...
Right.
You know, so there are a lot of different parts that you can point to and try to say this...、the forcing of this is way stronger than carbon dioxide or something like that.
Yeah.
But all of that, it's just like, it's shills, straight shills from big oil and...
Right, right, right.
And there's just so many industries that are tied into、
ね、
fossil fuels. So.
だからやっぱりそういう情報を鵜呑みにしないためにも学校でベースを教えておいてもらわないとっていうことなんだよね、きっと。
And it's important to grasp how big of an issue this is, because a company like Exxon Mobil has more profit in 1 year than the entire alternative energy industry combined. Like, it's not even close. Oil is so massive, and
right,
their lobbying power is so massive. It's just...、
Yeah.
And it's become so massive that, you know, it's all tied up in a lot of the reason for war these、
yeah.
days is for
なんかこのポッドキャストたまに出てくるけど、その温暖化、地球温暖化自体が嘘だみたいなのってなかなかやっぱなくならないね、アメリカは。日本ではめったに見ないけど、多いよね、英語の記事とかだとさ、
yeah.
その話。根強いよね。
Well, there's these crackpot scientists that are getting paid off、
right.
to take a position against the consensus.、That's a real thing.So it's kind of scary. It in a way, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
Like it really is a conspiracy.
Yeah. In real life.
Yeah.
次、カリフォルニアポリテクニック州立大学とノースカロライナ州立大学が、is it GitHub? GitHub?
GitHub?
GitHub というサイトに投稿されているソフトウェアに関して、女性のコーダーが提案した改善案の方が男性が提案したものより多く採用されていることを発見しました。しかし、これは提案者の性別が隠されている場合のみでした。 女性コーダーの方が大幅な変更を求める傾向にありましたが、それでも採用される確率は女性のものが 79% で男性は 75% と女性の方が高く、コーディング言語別に見ても全ての言語で女性の方が採用率で上回っていました。しかしプロフィールで自分が女性だと明記している人に関しては採用率が 62% と大幅な開きが見られました。論文では以下のように述べています。この結果は同サイトで全体的に女性の方が能力があるにもかかわらず、女性に対する偏見が未だに存在していることを示しています。オープンソースは完全に実力主義であるとよく言われますが、考え直す必要があります。
Researchers at California Polytechnic and North Carolina State University have found that women's submissions to coding website GitHub were generally more accepted than submissions by men. However, this was only the case when the gender of the contributor was not identifiable. The researchers found that despite the fact that women tended to make more drastic modifications, the pull request acceptance rate for coding contributions by women was 79% compared to 75% for men.This was consistent across all programming languages observed. However, the average acceptance rate for code contributions where the contributor identified herself as female in her profile was just 62%. The researchers made the following statement in their paper. While our big data study does not definitely prove that differences between gendered interactions are caused by bias among individuals, the trends observed in this paper are troubling.The frequent refrain that open source, is a pure meritocracy must be re-examined.
こういうのも根強いよね。なんかあれイメージが悪いのかね。あ、これ女性が言ってるやつだと思うと、なんかちょっと信用ならないみたいな感じに思われちゃうのかね。Right. イメージの だけの問題でしょ、だって多分だから。事実はそうじゃないわけだから。
I don't know. Part of it is most of the users are men, right?
I don't know.
Well, most of the users are men.
Okay.
So, there may be a tendency to, for whatever reason, they may relate more to contributions by men. Like, if most of the users were women, I wonder if this would be the other way around. Hmm. Like, women would be...If someone identified as a man on a female-dominated website, you know, if women might be less likely. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So it may have something to do with the demographics of the user base as well. But still, even then, why does it matter? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to think about 逆にその女性が多い業界というか環境、で男性の意見が尊重されないっていうことがあるかっていうの。
Well, there's definitely a parallel. Like, I suspect that if you looked into interior design, you'd find that, I'm assuming that there's more female interior designers than male, right? That's a female-dominated profession, isn't it? Flower arrangement or something. So flower arrangement, then.Men who get involved in flower arrangement are going to, you know, try a bit harder, and they're a bit more dedicated to it because they don't naturally get pushed into that field. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I don't know if women would discredit their opinions about flowers. You know, like oh, it's men's
right,
talking
right.
about
not,
flowers. Like
yeah.
you know what I mean?
I'm like, not talking about that part. I'm talking about if you don't know who the gender is.Then I suspect that men may perform better in industries that are dominated by women because the barriers to entry are higher.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would kind of explain why
women
the coding,
are better.
Yeah,
そっちね。Yeah.
Because
yeah. yeah,
that needs to be explained as well.
Right. right. So, なんか女性コーダーの方がその大幅な変更を求めるっていうのもなんか面白いよね。
Right. Because they're doing it for a very specific reason. They weren't casually funneled into this.
Right.
Whereas men, you know, it's more natural for a guy to try coding or sort of do it, you know?
Yeah, from social
Yeah, social pressures.
うん、そっか。なんかこのコーディング言語に関してもなんかよく女性は簡単なやつしかやってないみたいなことを言われるらしくて、あのだからまあ全ての言語で女性の採用率の方が高かったっていうのもびっくりポイントの一つっていう感じに書いてあったけどね。まあこういう性差別というかさ、何知らず知らずにみんなが持ってる性別に対する偏見みたいな、あのどんどん出てくるよね。みんながこう注目してるから例もどんどん出てくるっていうかさ、でこういう研究も多いし。
How have you felt about coding or programming? Like just growing up, the environment around you, it wasn't, you never felt like, oh, I should start programming.
No. Have you?
Yeah, because that's always been cool among guys. Programming has always been cool. When you make a website, when guys are making a website, like that's cool.
Right.
And now with characters like, I mean, you look at Silicon Valley and...You know, Elon Musk started in programming and Mark Zuckerberg in programming.
Yeah.
And the guy that made Minecraft and like $1 billion off of it, you know, he just programmed some simple stuff. So yeah. It has appeared attractive to men for a while, I think,just in the popular culture.
まあ、そんだから人数が多ければ多いほどさ、男性の、あ、これは男性のものなんだみたいな。風になっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah. だから最近そのメイクのさ動画とかも男性のメイクアップアーティストの人が上げてるやつとか海外のとかすごく多いし、別にいいじゃん、上手ければ男女どっちでも、だからそういうのは増えるといいけどね。
Yeah, and don't you think that the men in those industries they have a little bit more of a driveOr they're a little bit more, do you know what I mean? It's almost like because they're in this female dominated industry, you have to kind of stand out. You have to distinguish yourself. You know, why you're a guy, like why should I listen to you? You know, so I think it's almost like a hipster mentality where it's people try to become an expert on one thing andDo you know what I'm talking about? Just to distinguish themselves and stand out. So if you're in an environment that's dominated by people who are unlike you, then that sort of happens more naturally, I think.
I guess. But I like watching all these videos that are made by men because なんか男性の方が客観的に見てるんじゃないかなっていう。なんていうの？普段お化粧して出かけてないからこそ自分が。なんか客観的にいっぱい見てきた。のがありそうみたいなさとかはあるけどね。いやでも IT 業界でもすごい多いもんね今女性は。あの何日本支社の社長をやってる人が若い女性だったりとかもあるし、よく
I think a lot of people doing art and like graphic design sort of cross over、you know becauseArt and designing stuff has become such a computer-based thing.
Right.
It didn't used to be.
そうだね。
But your opportunities, if you just, you know, use watercolors or paint, are a lot more limited than if you are producing art with like Photoshop or Illustrator or something.
そうだね。今だってパソコンできないデザイナーっているのかなっていう感じだもんね。全部デジタルになってるし。
And the aesthetics matter because the aesthetics is...an embedded part of the user interface.
Yeah.
And with so many websites that are functionally competent, the aesthetics have become so much more important than ever before.
Right.
So I think that's why, you know, so many more women have gone into that industry.
かっこいいよね、でも。あの、だってあれじゃん。あれ、言ったっけ、この間。あの、NASA の新しいさ、アストロナウト育てるクラスも半数が女性。でそれはなんか史上初めてらしいんだけど、それはその半分女性半分男性にしなきゃいけないっていうんでなったんじゃなくて、普通に優秀な人を取っていったら大体半分が女性で半分が男性だったっていう、 それもなんか
よかったね。
うん、よかったね。本当だからそのね、そういう科学っぽいこととか数学とかだったら、うん、もう男性のもので男性がやればいいとかいうも問題じゃないっていうか、
well,
どっちでもいいじゃんっていう。
I think the world is inevitably becoming more and more feminine. I think the future is feminine compared to now. It really is. I think the future is completely feminine.
そういうさ、シャツ売ってるよね。
Oh, really?
Yeah, future is feminine って書いてあるシャツ、なんか有名な。
I feel tacky now. But it's true though, because the male-dominated culture and male thinking has been about productivity. It's been about producing functional, working things. Notice how we care so much more how things look. We care about the aesthetics. We care about what's good. We care aboutmore than the output of society, the direction of society is becoming more and more important. And, you know, that's something that mothers are deeply involved in. It's a totally feminine thing.
Right.
So I think the world is feminizing.
Girl power.
It's weird. That's on a t-shirt. I need to look
at it. 次、イギリスの未来学者イアン・ピアソン氏が2050年までに動物に機械を埋め込むことで人間と話せるようになると予測しました。これは動物が現在それぞれ持つ対話能力を超えるわけではなく、例えば犬の鳴き声の種類によって侵入者がいると言っていると人間にわかるといったものです。この予測についてランカスター大学で社会心理学を教えるジェレッド・ピアッツァ氏は、もし動物と人間が話せたら人間は動物を食べることをやめるのではないかと語りました。動物がこうしたいなど自分の意思を伝えてきたり、殺さないでなどと言った場合、食肉にするために動物を殺すことはできなくなるのではとしています。その一方で人によっては動物の知能を認めず、こうした対話はひとえに人間の技術の発達によるものだとするだろうと語っています。ピアッツァ氏は現在エジンバラ大学と共同で、人々がそれぞれの動物にどれぐらい知能があると認識しているのかという調査を進めており、動物の知能に関して人々は興味を示す一方で、自分たちが普段食べている動物に関しては知能に関する話を無視する傾向にあるとしています。その上で、泣いている赤ちゃんも怖がって泣き叫ぶ子豚も同じで、機械がなくても動物はすでに人間に話しかけており、それをきちんと聞かないことが問題だと指摘しています。
According to English futurist Ian Pearson, we will be able to implant a device into animals that will allow us to communicate with them. While this would not improve the inherent communicative ability of these animals, it would enable humans to understand basic meaning such as a dog barking to indicate that there may be an intruder. In response to this prediction, social psychology teacher Jared Piazza put forth the question, if we could speak to animals, would we still eat them? He suggests that if animals could speak and tell us what they want to do or ask us not to kill them, we would not be able to kill them for their meat. Additionally, while this sort of technology could reveal the intelligence of these animals,Piazza suspects that some people may simply credit the technology itself and fail to recognize the intelligence of the animals we eat. Working with Edinburgh University, Piazza conducted a survey to determine to what extent people recognize the intelligence of animals. They found that while people seem to have interest in the intelligence of animals, when it comes to the animals we eat, people are less receptive. Furthermore, he suggests that animals like pigs are already communicating to human beings much in the way that human babies do,simply by crying or making distressed noises, and that these noises can be understood by people without the aid of technology.
そう。で、なんかこの人が、牛が乳牛にするためにはさ、無理やり妊娠させるわけじゃん、人工的に。で、赤ちゃんを産んで、もうその日の夜に子牛を引き離すんだけど、その時にお母さん牛が悲しくて、ずっと悲しいというか、まあ、子供を探してるからずっと泣いてるっていうビデオを載せてて、それの関連動画が出てきて、それはなんかフランスのビデオで、昨日の夜かなんかに生まれた子牛、もう数時間しか経っていませんみたいな。で、草地をさ、お母さん牛と子供牛が歩いてんの。それをおじさんが来て、 子供を引き離すわけよ。で、子牛はさ、嫌だから、え、なんでなんでみたいな、戸惑ってんの。で、お母さんの牛も、え、待って待ってみたいな感じで追いかけてきて、で、その子牛をおじさんが車に乗せるのね。で、出発して、お母さん牛が追いかけてくるのを走って。私はそれを見てもうナイーブって言われるかもしれないけど涙が出たもんなんかそのこんなでも本当に悲しそうなの。それで、
うん、
ここまでしてヨーグルト食べたいかっていうさ
食べたい
なんか私はそここまでしてヨーグルト別に食べなくても生きていけると思ったのね、うん、なんか、
right.
確かにこのピアッツァさんが言ってるように嫌だっていう意思表示は牛なりに出してるわけじゃん。それをまあ人間が無視してるだけで、うん、なんかそれを考えるとさ It's like
Well you probably shouldn't eat yogurt anyways not being of northern European descent
your, まあね
Your body probably doesn't process そもそ
も、
ね、it that well
でもほらチーズとかアイスとか
Same for those too
なんかこうもともと私はだからもう牛乳は飲まないようにしてるけどし肉の商品も減らしてるんだけど、
うん、
なんかそれだけじゃなくてやっぱ乳製品もこんな手軽にみんなが買えるっていうことはそれだけ大量に供給してるっていうことだから、それここまで手軽じゃなくてもいいんじゃないかって思っちゃった。
That could be said about a lot of stuff though that we're doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Not just meat.
I'm not saying that. なんかそういうのを根絶するべき。とは思わないんだけど、
うん、
なんていうの個人的な問題自分がこれにそこまで加担したいかっていう、
yeah.
その子牛こんなお母さんが車を追いかけてきてるのに子牛を取っちゃうなんかそこまでして私アイス食べなくていいかなみたいな思っちゃう
Well, how do you feel about meat though?
Meat too, I mean same That's why like I've been cutting down
you know,
meat consumption.
I've thought about this issue so much, and it's so difficult to figure out like what's actually going on. But I was thinking the other day, like, how is it possible that the distinction between plants and animals is so much greater than the distinction between plants and non-living things? It doesn't make any sense.
Mm.
It makes no sense. That's for sure.Ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so to suggest that killing a plant is a zero on the immoral scale, but an animal is like, you know, some any quantity, you know, 100 or whatever, like how can a plant be zero? That, because if you're doing that, then all you're really doing is measuring the metamorphic distance between human beings and an animal.
Right. But I mean, who's saying that?
No, this is what you're saying as well. This is what everyone that is vegetarian or vegan is implying.
Well, I think that, to my personal understanding, it's like, 何だろう無知でいること、
mm-hmm.
But plants, で OK でいられるわけであって
Plants have feelings and they set off the same stress signals that other animals do. Like all living things have these sorts of mechanisms built
yeah,
into
them. Yeah, so I think that what people are saying, including myself, is that なんかその無駄に消費するとか、mm. そうやってこう無理やり荒廃したりとか苦しい思いをさせてまでコンビニでも24時間買えますみたいなぐらいの供給を確保する、
right.
ことを何十年も続けるっていうこと自体が
どうなのかなっていう。About the measuring metamorphic distance.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like.
And how the distinction between plants and animals being as great as it is pretty ridiculous.
Right.
Because it's an anthropocentric view, right? We're human beings, so we relate to this.And we don't relate to this other thing, but this isn't anything with an absolute truth to it whatsoever. It's completely arbitrary from a moral standpoint, logically. To me, anyways, I do you know what I mean? Like killing a plant isn't nothing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So the difference between So, but we pretend that killing plants is nothing. Like, vegans have no particular remorse for eating plants compared
right,
to
mean,
eating
I think,
animals.
I think it's really tricky because there are so many kinds of vegans and vegetarians, and it's all about labeling too, you know? So, like, vegetarian っていうものっていう風に認識しちゃうと確かにベジタリアンになるぞみたいなさ、
right.
ことではないじゃん。だから私がやってるのも別にベジタリアンを目指すみたいなことでやってるわけじゃなくて、自分がこうしたいなっていうのをやっていった結果ベジタリアンに近づいてるみたいなさ、
yeah,
っていうだけ結果的に、
yeah,
だから
but for...
その I don't know what these vegan people are saying, you know, like, oh, like,
yeah,
animal, なんかね、動物はかわいそうだけど植物はどうでもいいみたいなことを言ってる人もいれば、なんかそういうことじゃなくて、そのなんていうの、自分ので見て分かること、なんか自分に分かることしかみんな分かんないじゃん。だからその自分に見て分かることで明らかに倫理的におかしいことは自分は加担したくないから、そこにはお金をかけないっていうことであって、その野菜と動物の違いは私も分からないし、むしろその生物と無生物にも違いあるのかみたいな話とかにもなるじゃん。だから that's why I think this is very tricky, but
I no matter how much I've thought about it, I can't find like any meaningful argument for these positions. Like it doesn't make any sense.
I think at the end of the day, it's your preference.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, it really is your preference.
Because
the reason,
and you can actually explain why it is your preference, because the way that we sympathize with these animals is an inherently human perspective.It means that it's not inherently true. It's only true because of your perspective.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And because it's true as a result of your perspective, the meaning is therefore conferred, which means it doesn't have meaning, but you apply the meaning. You
yeah.
inject the meaning yourself.
So, so, so.
And if it's arbitrary enough that the meaning is conferred, then it's definitely...not a position that you could impose on another person.
そうそうそう。
Yeah.
そうそうそう。もちろんだからそれ人に強制するもんじゃなくて、例えばだから私の場合は自己満足じゃん。そんなの。Mm. その私がちょっと買うのやめただけでさ、急に食肉産業が廃れるとかいうわけじゃないのは重々わかってるんだけど、わかってるからこそ自己満足。自分はそういうことに加担してない。そこまで。
Mm.
だからその平飼いの卵しか買わないとかもね。でその自己満足の結果として何か動物とかにいい影響を与えられるんだったらそれはそれでいいじゃん、
うん、
逆にその自己満足の結果動物を殺しまくるみたいなさ方が自分は嫌だから、
right.
どっちかって言われたら、well, そっちを選ぶっていうだけの話。
There are some good arguments for not eating meat or not eating meat products or animal products. The destruction of ecosystems that have existed on this planet for millions of years, precious ecosystems, this is just troves of information that have been lost forever, and thousands and thousands of species have been driven extinct
right.
due to farmers in places like Brazil or Indonesia, Malaysia, whatnot, are burning down these ecosystems, burning
right.
down virgin rainforests, and they do so for grazing land. And space for grazing is the amount of space that you need for animals like cows to graze is absolutely enormous.
Right, right, right.
ま
あ、この間その培養肉の話をした時も出てきたじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
そのいかに牛を飼うことによって環境が破壊されるかっていう。
Mm-hmm.
なんかそのまあ、培養肉にしたりとか食肉の供給を下げることによって、まあ、直接的に環境破壊も改善されるっていう。
Right. Yeah, so for me, there's a sense of guilt, or there's a sense of awareness, I should say,
yeah.
when I consume meat, because I'm aware of the fact that as far as a food source, It's been particularly damaging to ecosystems on this planet.
So that's what I'm talking about, like the guilt that you feel because you know something.
Yeah.
You know, so
but
now
my reason's completely different, but it's the same. It's sort of the same thing, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so I mean, like, the guilt that I would feel for the environment or these animals would, if I can reduce it, you know, just by cutting cheese or whatever, you know,
right.
I would do it.
And here's what I think. I think this is important for people to pay more attention to, not the cows that we're killing, or not chickens. And I mean, you can sympathize with them, but what's really important on this planet is to understand the value of these ecosystems that we're destroying.
Right.
And there's jaguars, there's parrots, there's millions of animals in there in an ecosystem all connected to each other. And those animals are so much more valuable than they're just the information there, the medicine we can get from those places. It's totally irreplaceable. It's taken the entire history of planet Earth to produce that ecosystem.
Right. I mean, yes, of course, like, なんかそう、そういうのを知ってるのももちろん大事なんだけど、個人個人でできることってそこまでいくと限られるじゃん。だから、なんか、その、大きい目で見るのか小さい目で見るのか、どっちも同時にやってるからみんなあれなんだけど、そのローカルなポイントで言うと、なんか個人個人でそうやってできることもあるのかなっていう、だからそういうビデオを私はなんかこう、だから昔は全然平気だったんだよね、別にだってしょうがないじゃんみたいな、なんか、だから逆にそれを見てかわいそうっていうか、そういうのやめた方がいいっていうのはな、あの子供っぽいっていうかさ、だから子供の時はみんなそういうのはかわいそうっていう、その感受性を知識で乗り越えたつもりになって、いや何言ってんのって思ったんだけど、それをまた乗り越えて今ここに来たみたいな。
I like watching nature documentaries.
Yeah.
So I probably watch at least one a week.
Okay.
And I was thinking about this when I was watching this documentary about the Amazon rainforest, and just how amazing these places really are, like that. The idea that it's being destroyed and that people in the future couldn't go there and see that is shocking.
Yeah.
It's really shocking. If you just see how amazing these places are. And one thing about looking at it this way is it's not just meat that's doing this. There's also palm oil plantations for pulp, for paper. There's several industries that have been involved in decimating these places. So any of those things kind of turn me off. Any of those, anything connected to
まあだから別に何でもいいんだよね。その食生活を変えなくても、例えばさ、女性によってはエコっていう観点を考えて、の普通の生理用のナプキンじゃなくて布ナプキン使ってる人もいるわけじゃん。
Yeah.
そうやってこう使い捨てで捨てるのは嫌だからとか、まあ、あとエコバッグ使うとかさ、なんかこうパッケージングをなるべく減らすみたいなこととか、あとペットボトル買わないとか、 you know、 人に、なんか好みだよね、もう本当にここまで来たら。But yeah, it really made me cry. It was so heartbreaking. It's like, oh god, no. And they were like, この子牛が何、オスだってメスだったらお母さんと同じ運命をたどる、もう5年後ぐらいにまた無理やり妊娠させられてずっと牛乳を盗まれるか、オスだったらもうほんと数ヶ月で子牛の肉になっちゃう、もう今生まれたのにみたいな。
I saw a wolf documentary like that, and there's crazy stuff that happens. There's like wolves that they're in packs and they fight each other.
Yeah.
And wolves get killed and, you know, babies get killed and horrible things happen. And, you know, so I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, you know, I'm kind of sympathizing with this wolf. And you think for a second, like, wait a second, if I met this thing in nature, it would just eat my, it would eat my face off in a second.
Yeah, you won't ever get to see that. yeah. with your own eyes.
Well, I think, I mean, you could if you went to Yellowstone or something, but you would risk.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to be like sitting back eating popcorn, right?
Yeah. I'm not bringing any food.
そうだね。なんかね、だからやっぱさ、コンビニの冷やし中華にハムって本当にいるのかなみたいなこととかを考えちゃう。あれ自体にもう味ないしさ、加工されすぎてもう肉になってないじゃん。でもそのために殺されてる豚がいるんだと思っちゃうとさ、冷やし中華のハムが大好きであれ買ってる人っているのかなみたいな。あれやめても誰も文句言わないんじゃないかとかさ。
If there is no ham on my 冷やし中華, I'm gonna take it back.For sure,
no way. Like, if I had like half of 半熟
ですけど、
いや半熟ゆで卵入ってればいいじゃん。もう That's enough protein. I don't know. It's like なんかちょっとずつそうやってやめればさ。
Isn't it interesting that this awareness about these sorts of issues or people caring about these things this way has it's so perfectly coinciding with the technology that could make it so that.These things aren't possible anymore.
Like そうだね。
The
培養肉とかね。
Yeah.
だからやっぱりこういう
トレンド。Is that a coincidence? What is that?
わかんない。
So weird.
ね、しかもやっぱり自分の。
Why should it be that way?
そうなの。で、しかも自分の考えもそれとともに一緒に歩んでるというかさ、個人的な経験とかからそういう考えに至ってるわけじゃん、私とかも。
Yeah.
なんか不思議だけど、なんかそういう流れになってるのかなって思ってきちゃうけどね。ただだから昔みたいにそういうなんか過激のさベジタリアンの人とかが絶対こうしろみたいなこと言う人が出てきちゃうとまたなんか変なイメージになったりとかしてあれだからこうやっぱ押し付けは良くないよね、
yeah. I agree 次 Amazon has released their own game engine called Lumberyard capable of generating vast virtual environments The AAA engine is based on a popular game developing engine called CryEngine which was built by Crytek Amazon stated in the release that the engine is free to download and has no requirements to share revenue. Lumberyard provides the user with a sandbox environment with an emphasis on large terrains, up to hundreds of kilometers across, in which they can use scripting, animation, and object creation. This is in contrast to some engines that will generate a fake backdrop to create the illusion of vast terrains.In order to save time, the engine will efficiently generate textures and vegetation across terrain that the user produces. Lumberyard also includes sophisticated lighting and physics, as well as vehicles and a modular AI system.
水飲む。
The platform has also received a lot of attention for a section discovered in its service level agreement.Which stated that the engine cannot be used in safety critical situations such as medical equipment or nuclear reactors, but then gives this exception. This restriction will not apply in the event of the occurrence certified by the United States Centers for Disease Control, or successor body, of a widespread viral infection transmitted via bites or contact with bodily fluids that causes human corpses to reanimate and seek to consume living human flesh.Blood, brain, or nerve tissue, and is likely to result in the fall of organized civilization.
Amazon は様々なバーチャル環境を作り出せる Lumberyard というゲームエンジンを公開しました。これはクライテック社のクライエンジンという有名なゲーム開発エンジンを元にしており、誰でも無料でダウンロードできるほか、それで得た収入を Amazon に還元する必要もありません。ランバーヤードでは何百キロ四方もの広い平原にスクリプト、アニメーション、物体を作り出すことができこれは狭い空間を広く見せるために偽の背景を置いているだけの他のエンジンと異なります効率化のためにユーザーが平原に作成した質感や植物などは平原全体に自動的に適用されますランバーヤードは洗練された光の加減や物理のほか乗り物や人工知能システムも兼ね備えています同意事項の中に医療機器や原子炉など事故や安全に重大に関わるものには使用しないよう明記されていますが特例として以下のように書かれていることが話題となっています CDC によって認定された噛まれたり体液を介して感染する伝染病により人間の死体が蘇生し生きた人間の肉、血液脳または神経組織を食べるために求めその結果人類の文明が滅亡しそうな場合にはこの制限は適用されませんみんなゾンビ好きすぎでしょ
yeah.
ゾンビ好きだよねみんな私も好きだけどさ やっぱいいよね。
It's fun.
面白いね。
Plus we might need it.
そうだね。何が起きるか分からないからね。
Yeah.
でも結構さ、スペシフィックだよね。完全にゾンビのこと言ってるじゃん。
Well, it's in a contract.
こんな真面目な感じでさ。
Contracts have to be fairly specific. Because if it was something like, I don't know.
微妙に起こりえそうなこととかあったら危ないもんね。
Yeah, if everyone got rabies, like...
Yeah, true.
You know, they wouldn't want it to count.
これはあれだよね、その、バーチャルリアリティのプラットフォームってこと?
Basically, I mean, it's designed for game production. But the idea of what video games really are has been changing lately. Because virtual reality is basically a video game.
Right.
So it's an engine for producing environments for video games, but it's really just producing virtual environments that people can interact with. And I mean, it's really sophisticated. The fact that it has a modular AI system,
yeah,
that means that you have modular means it's in pieces. So that's how you can have people in. Characters in there that each have their own intelligence.
Right.
So.
And it's all free.
Yeah, it's all free.
なんで無料なの?
So, Amazon has something called AWS,
okay.
Like their online cloud services, and I think they also purchased Twitch, which is a streaming service where people can watch other people play video games.
Okay.
So.
ニコニコ動画みたいな感じでしょ?
Yeah, so all of those features are sort of embedded in the engine, so it's you don't have to use them, but because they're built into the engine, a lot of people will probably use them, that will all require the services of AWS, which wouldn't be for free, obviously.
Ah, okay.
But you can use it.For free and not use the AWS services as well.
Right, right, right. So. そっちに引っ張るためってことか。面白い。
It's a pretty big deal, though. It's very capable. I mean, some of the best video games in the world have been built on this. Its ability to emulate physics. I mean, there's like particle physics for... Like water, you know, because water is made of particles.
なんかそのさ、例えば昔ってあのパソコンのソフトを書いたりとかっていうのってものすごいお金もかかるし、トレーニングも必要だし、限られた人しかできなかったわけじゃん。でも例えば今ってアプリなんてみんな作ってるじゃん。ちょっと勉強してネットとかで。Do you think the games will become like this too?その簡単にどんどん作るの簡単になっていけば
Absolutely. Like I don't know anything about this, but I'm fairly confident that if I wanted to build a video game with this, that I could. You know, I could go online, I could find people to help me. I could talk to people on websites that are doing the same thing.
Right, right.
Agree on some concept and divide up responsibilities and do it. Like I don't see why not. And produce games that could compete with some of the
Real
larger
deal stuff.
Yeah, game makers.
Interesting.
So this is it's decentralizing. You know, more people can do things.
そうだよね。
Do more things on their own.
Mm.
And you can produce. I don't think you can produce. I don't think you can use it with Oculus Rift yet.
Okay.
But I think that will become possible in the future because all you need to do is produce two virtual cameras that are.The distance apart that your eyes are in the virtual world, and that's it.
だから携帯のアプリのゲームって今だとそのパソコンのゲームとかと比べたら全然容量が小さいわけじゃん。でもだから将来的には今の携帯のアプリの感覚でバーチャルリアリティのゲームをみんなが発信したり買ったりできるようになるってことだよね。
Yeah, I wonder if, you know, I got you that little virtual mobile phone holding set. Maybe phones will somehow become more capable of doing VR.
Right.
And then everyone would just have VR in their phone.
Right.
I mean, we put everything else. If you're going to put a gyroscope and a compass and all this other stuff in your phone, wouldn't you just make it do VR as well? Like beyond just the software aspect.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because if you're sitting around looking at your phone so much, you might as well attach it to your face.
Yeah. Yeah, true. やだね。そうだから、なんか当たり前なことなんだけど、この間なんかテレビの CM で、今さ、あれ何のゲームなんだろう？なんか、かけっこのゲーム、Wii とかかな？なんか小学生にメディアがインタビューしてて、今回の試合どうでしたか？みたいな。で、その小学生が、あそこで負けるかと思ったけど頑張りましたみたいな言ってんだけど、ゲームの話してんのね。だからもうそれバーチャルリアリティじゃん。その、もうまさに自分が、やったかのような感覚を得るみたいなさ、でもねこの間そのこと考えててふと思ったんだけどスタントマンの仕事ってさその機械では絶対にそのバーチャルリアリティとかでもリプレイスできないことじゃない、まあ、スタントマンだけじゃなくてさアドベンチャーみたいな人たちってさその、自分が自分の体でやることに意味があるものに関してだけはさ、代替できなくない？
Well, not yet, but it's just a matter of time.
But then it's like there's the risk of you dying or something, you know, like you. That's why it's so valuable, right? That's why it's so meaningful.
Well, you can die in virtual reality, but usually you just respawn.
Yeah, so there's zero consequence. Maybe not zero, depending on the game, but, you know, it's not risky at all. So, それをふと思った。
It's pretty cool. I'm excited to see what people do with it.
Yeah. そうだね。一気にだってみんながこれ使えば。
Yeah, if you can produce virtual environments, if you can manipulate the physics, I mean, you could do all sorts of things.
そうだよね。
You could recreate dreams. You could recreate whatever.
Nintendo が、じゃあ、ゲームボーイとか64とか出しましたって言ってさ、任天堂がゲームを出してくれないと遊べないじゃん、でそれはさそんな毎日ポンポン出るようなものでもないじゃん、でも今本当にだからすごいよね。もう世界中のみんながさ一気にこれを使ってさ作り始めるわけじゃん。なんかその年に何本とかじゃないじゃん。Isn't that crazy? And it's all like super cheap?
Well, the cool part about this is that people can do their own thing for a living.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like you don't need...
And that's happening with all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. で、今なんか日本のゲーム業界もすごいじゃん。なんか記事とか見ててぐちゃぐちゃしてるじゃん。なんかこれでうまくいかなくて、あのローンチできなくなっちゃってまた何年先になっちゃうとか。だから、そういうなんか会社のしがらみみたいなとかもなければさ。なんか純粋にそこに集中できるじゃんみんなが。 That's crazy pants. It's perfect. It's perfect news for gamers, no?
Yeah. Gamers, VR industry.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kinds of crazy things shall be done.
ゲームね。
次。 Researchers have discovered a new group of microbes calledHadus archaea that live several kilometers beneath the surface of the earth and require no light or oxygen to survive. The microbes were first found in a South African gold mine at a depth of about 3 kilometers and have since been found in places like deep mud in North Carolina and beneath the hot springs of Yellowstone National Park. After sequencing the genomes of several Hadus archaea,The researchers found that the single-celled microbes have unique chemical pathways that allow them to metabolize carbon monoxide. The study is published in the Nature Microbiology.
Nature Microbiology に掲載された研究によると、地球の表面から深さ数キロ地点に光と酸素を必要としない Hadus archaea という新しい分類の微生物が発見されました。 この微生物は南アフリカの金山で深さ3キロメートル地点で初めて発見され、ノースカロライナの泥の中やイエローストーン国立公園の温泉の下にも確認されました。ヘイデス・アーケアは単細胞の微生物で DNA を解析したところ、一酸化炭素を代謝できる特殊な化学経路を持っていることが分かりました。どういう見た目なの？
Well, they're single-celled organisms, so it just, it's pretty basic.
Okay.
It's just a cell.
Okay. So...
But yeah, they can breathe carbon monoxide. When we were talking with Takai-san...
Last week.
We discussed something like this.
Right.
I mean, this isn't in the mantle, but...
Right.
Still... You know, these are life forms that are surviving kilometers straight down. You know how deep that is? Like 1 kilometer straight down is pretty deep.
Right.
Like 3 kilometers, you know, several kilometers straight down is pretty crazy. There's no sunlight, you know, no oxygen, you know, so they have to live a different way.
Right.
And it sort of suggests, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if these were on Mars as well. Like, why not? There's no... As far as they're concerned, Mars is the same as here, right?
More or less. 確かに。これをマーズに持って行ってほしいんだけど、でもそれはできないんだもんね。
That would be a bad idea. 生き残っちゃうかもしれないか。Well, they may already be there. They may have come from Mars. Probably not, but...
That would be exciting.
Yeah.
でもこれどうやって見つけたの？だってこれを目指してたわけじゃないんでしょ、だって。
Well, they were found in some South African gold mine.
Okay. They were just...
Do you know about any of these weird theories about like people living under the ground?
Yeah, 地底人でしょ？
Yeah, what do you know about that?
Like, there's like a civilization under...
There are myths like that, right?
Yeah.地底人なんか地下すごい深いところに文明を築いてて普通にビルとか建ってるみたいな。
Hell's down there supposedly. Hell, right?
Oh, hell, yeah.
Isn't hell inside Earth?
え、そうなの？ In the Bible?
I don't know if it specifically says that, but don't people think about it that way? Because like the Earth splits open, and you know demons come out of these, you know, the crevasse.
そうなのか。
Or something like that. Like Lord of the Rings or something. Do you know all the orcs, they come out of the earth, right?
そうだね。まあ大体下から出てくるよね、悪者は。で、こうなんか、天使とかっていうのは上から来るもんね。
They use the lava to make their swords or something.
でも面白いよね。この地球に住んでるわけだからさ、外から来る方が、何、異物感があるじゃん。中から来るものの方がさ、仲間っぽいのに、逆っていうの面白くない？
Yeah, we're afraid of aliens from outer space and demons from within the earth.
Yeah. もう we're doomed じゃん、どっちにしろそしたら。
And monsters in the ocean.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Just have some horned
demon. We have to stick to our land.
Just the depictions of demons, like, it looks like it's underground, right? There's like some...flaming, fiery, underground looking. There's like lava.
そうだね、溶岩っぽい。でも聖書とかにどこまでそういうことが書いてあるのか忘れちゃって全然わかんない。なんかそのさ、宗教画とかで見てるイメージがついちゃってるからさ、その実際聖書に書いてある文言はちょっと忘れてるか。
You might go there.
I don't think so.
You might have to go.
I don't think so.
You float up and, you know, Peter's there and he's just like, yo, got some bad news.
I'd be like, why? I'd be persistent. I'll ask for an explanation. It's like, what did I do? Tell me. And they'll be like, you ate cows. And I'll be like, oh, shit.
Well, the name of this microbe, Hades Archaea.
Yeah.
I think Hades? I don't know if I'm saying that correctly.
Hades.
That's the name of the Greek god of the underworld. So, there are gods of the underworld.
待って、ハデスってあれだっけ？あの、奥さん、 奥さんが迎えに来るやつ、違う、奥さんを迎えに行くんだっけ、どっちだっけ、なんかほら地獄にさ、地獄っていうか死者の国に降りていってさ、
うん、
で奥さんだ、奥さんが死んじゃって悲しすぎて、あの地中深くにさ奥さんを取りに行く話あるじゃん、ギリシャ神話で。で振り返っちゃダメだよって言われて、なんだけどこう奥さんと何、地球っていうか地上に戻る間に気になっちゃって振り返ったら、奥さんはもうさ死んで時間が経ってるから、なんかすごく腐ってゾンビみたいな感じになってて、わーって。
That sounds like the Sodom and Gomorrah story.
Kind of, yeah, kind of.
Like it turns back and turns into a pillar of salt.
Yeah, 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 yeah. だいたい女のせいなの。
I wonder if they have the same origin, those stories.
But I think in that case he doesn't die though. Like she's just, you know, she's already dead anyway.And then she got the chance to kind of reanimate, but then because of her husband turning around and seeing her, it just more dumb it. And then I think he has to come back alone or something. Kind of, yeah.
Medusa with the snake hair?
Yeah.
That hair is dope. 私
ちっちゃい時すっごい怖かったもん、メデューサ。なんかテレビでよくやってたんだよね、昔。
What was Medusa's body like? I don't remember.
Does she even...
She's like snake-ish.
I thought she had a human body.
Doesn't she have multiple arms?
Really?
Am I just adding arms?
I don't know. I thought she had a human body and it's just that her hair is all snakes, but...
What was that really old movie with like... It's like it's stop animation or something. It's like this really old movie where there's like the Kraken and then they have to fight Medusa, and the guy like uses the reflection on his sword to see Medusa. Because if you look at Medusa directly,
right, 石になっちゃうもんね。
Yeah, you turn into stone.
Yeah. てかなんでメデューサってそんな意地悪なんだっけ？彼女は何なんだっけ？
I don't know, just evil.
そうなんだっけ？なんか悲しいお話が後ろになかったっけ？背景に。
Probably. They probably glossed over it in the movie I watched.
Huh.
Something Titan.Titan, okay. I don't know.
There's so many gods in Greek myths. Like I only remember some of it. あの鹿に、なんかナルシシスティックでさ、鹿にされちゃうやつの話とか。And then like he gets shot or something, right? By a human. I don't know.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
They're pretty fun though. On February 11th, researchers at the LIGO, or Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatories, announced that they had directly observed gravitational waves for the first time. The wave was detected by two observatories located 3,000 kilometers apart in Hanford, Washington, and Livingston, Louisiana. The ripple in space-time was produced by the inward spiral and cataclysmic merger of two massive black holes in its final moments.Radiating energy at a greater rate than the combined light radiated from all stars in the entire observable universe. This was the first observation of a binary black hole system, as well as the first observation of a black hole merger. As the wave passed through Earth, it distorted space-time and subsequently changed the distance between mirrors at the LIGO observatories as measured by a laser. The distance change measured was on the order of 1 in 1/10,000th.The width of a proton. The observation confirmed the last prediction of Albert Einstein's theory of general relativity.
2月11日に全米科学財団と国際研究チームが重力波望遠鏡 LIGO を使い、世界で初めて重力波を直接観測したと発表しました。ワシントン州のハンフォードとそこから3000キロ離れたルイジアナ州リビングストン、2つの観測所で重力波が検知されました。2つのブラックホールが合体し、その過程で最終的に観測可能な宇宙空間にあるすべての星の光を合わせたものよりも大きいエネルギーを発散することで重力波が生まれます。2つのブラックホールおよびその合体の様子を観測したのはこれが初めてです。重力波が地球を通り過ぎる際、時空が揺らぎ、その結果レーザー測定によると、ライゴの両端の鏡が陽子の幅1万分の1縮んだということです。この観測はアインシュタインの一般相対性理論を裏付けるものとなりました。 なんかさ、時空を歪めて重力波が起きるってすごくないと思ったんだけど、なんかそれを分かりやすく説明したビデオを見てたら、普通に人間2人が腕を組んでぴょこぴょこ走り回っただけでも、実際は時空が歪んで重力波が起きているけれども、うん、その値があまりにも小さくて観測できないっていうだけですって書いてあったから、へえって思った。
Well, that's even crazier to think that every single thing warps space-time that way.
時空歪んでんだみたいな、常に、yeah.
right now.
ね。
Right now, when I nod my head, it's sending gravity waves.
面白くない？で、それがしかも、で、それを測ろうとしても測るものも歪んじゃってるから、こうやってレーザーで測らないと分かんないんだよね。
Right, and that's because the speed of light is a constant regardless of space-time. Yeah. That's the only reason why we can do it. But,
アインシュタインどうなってたの？すごくない？
Yeah.
どうしたの？
Well, Einstein, yeah, Einstein was pretty smart. I mean, he came up with, I mean, isn't the theory of general relativity like 100 years old now?
I have no idea.
It's like 100 years old.
Wow.
They didn't even have proper cars or anything.
Yeah.
People riding around on horses, and this dude's like figuring
what
out.
What was going on?
He's just smart as shit.
You can just be smart as shit, like human
about,
level, and you can get there?
Yeah, like a very, very micro, just the smallest difference in how he developed or his brain structure or his genetics, the smallest difference produced someone who was capable of figuring out some of the craziest mysteries of the universe that would it would take us more than 100 years later to confirm.
その誰かさ、アインシュタインのお母さんにインタビューしたのかな？
But,
妊娠してる時何食べてたんですか？
It's crazy. Like, Einstein's a shade off of humans, and we're kind of like a shade off of monkeys. So we really have no idea what the potential for real intelligence is.
That's
like
so
a crazy
true.
Intelligence. We have
yeah,
no idea.
Yeah, I'm such a monkey. I'm such a monkey to Einstein. Oh my god. Yeah. 同じ人類と思えないもんね。てか同じじゃないよね。同じ種だけど。
But it's a very small difference. But like physiologically, there's a very, very small difference between Einstein and you.
だから彼が思う人間のケイパビリティと私が思う人間のケイパビリティ全然違うじゃん、そもそもそこが。もう分かり合えないよね、だから。That's crazy.
So the fact that we can detect gravity waves now means that we can detect all kinds of things that are invisible, that don't emit radiation.
Right.
So all of dark space is sort of opening up to us now. And we can actually... So one of the most difficult things for us to measure has been the beginning of the universe.
Right.
Assuming that it had a beginning. Because before a certain time, the universe wasn't transparent. So you can't see through any of that. So light only really got out and started moving around after that. And so we're basically blind before that time.
Right.
So this could, our ability to detect gravitational waves could lead to, or will almost certainly lead to, many other insane breakthroughs.
Woohoo! だってもうこれ本当に何ここ何すごい長い歴史の中でもう最大の発見ですみたいな。
It's a big deal, yeah.
ね。
It's a big deal.
It's crazy. I had to watch the video to like remotely understand
well,
what's going
what,
on.
What happened was crazy too. There were two black holes
right.
that merged and as when things coalesce in space, they orbit each other. The things orbit each other. So one of them was 29 times the mass of our sun. And the other one was 36 times the mass of our sun. And so those black holes spun around and snapped into each other and became one black hole. And that's what sent out the ripples in space-time.
Wow.
And we observed it. With this, we observed it by shining a laser between mirrors.
Yeah,
which doesn't seem like the most obvious solution.
Yeah, なんかあれでしょ、4キロぐらいのトンネルがこういうふうに L 字になってるやつ。See, I saw the video.
Yeah, but we only have two of these.
Okay.
Measurement structures built. So we can't tell exactly where things are coming from. Because if you have two points of reference, then you get one plane of where it could be, right?
Right, right.
But it could be anywhere on that plane.
Right.
If we build another one, then we'll be able to know where exactly the gravity waves are coming
from. Do they have plans to... I'm sure they have plans to do it.
Yeah, they will build another one. Well, especially now, they're going to build
another one. そうだよね。Yeah, the video that I saw was 結構わかりやすい。なんか、全部、宇宙を全部ゴムシートだと捉えてみたらわかりやすいみたいな。ここで一人がジャンプしたら、それがボインボインって伝わってっていう。
Well, it's not like if you drop a pebble into a body of water,
yeah.
The waves move out in a circle.
Right.
That's sort of two-dimensional, so right. It's not the same. But what's happening there isn't, it's not just a metaphor, it's literally the same mechanics.
Right.
You're watching the exact same mechanics, basically. Right. It's not going to move as fast as gravity waves, but
right.
It's the same principles.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess our
guest
が来ちゃったかな? Okay, so... 終わり文字起こしのテキスト、iPhone と Android と Mac のアプリで購入できますのでよろしくお願いします、
はい、200 episodes
yeah, bye,
yeah, bye.